Shalom Aleichem. Let's go a little bit deeper into the structure of the soul of a human being. We explained that there's an intellectual expression of the soul and there's an emotional expression of the soul. But now there's a connection between them. That much that you understand the goodness of something, at least for you, like in a very egoistic way, to me it's good. According to how much you understand that, you will want that thing. You will have a closeness to that thing, and you will actually love, quote unquote, that thing. That means that the brain, the mind, has the quality of creating emotions in the heart. And the same thing happens in the opposite emotion. As much as you can understand how bad this thing is, at least for you, I don't mean in a general way, this thing is not good for me. It can be chocolate, but I don't like it, so this thing is not good for me. Therefore, I'm going to create in that idea, and the more you understand it, it's going to create a stronger feeling in your heart of rejecting that thing. No, I want to get really far from that thing. There, we see the connection between the mind and the emotions. The mind has the quality of creating emotions. Closeness means like love. Rejectness, farness means like fear, so to speak. If you think about that, of course, you're going to think maybe the same exact ideas, like God is a good guy, quote unquote. God is powerful. God is a goodness for all the human race and all the human beings. And you can think anything you want about God. And depending on the way you think about it, it's going to generate in your heart different emotions. If you think how is it good for you and how it's loving to you and etc. etc., then you're gonna create love towards God. And if you think how he is powerful and he is good with all the creatures, he can manage all the world and creates all the world, etc. etc., you're going to create fear towards him. But not fear because he's going to hit you and he's going to punish you if you don't behave properly. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a fear of awe. Of saying, wow, I can't create a mosquito, and God creates the whole world, and not just creates the whole world, but constantly creating the whole world, as it should be explained in Hasidic talk, etc., etc., not for now. The constant idea of creation. Now, the point is that there's a connection between the intellectual part of the soul and the emotional part of the soul. What's the connection? Brain, heart, so to speak, it's just an example. Because the heart just pumps blood. But the point is that the brain and the heart are just examples of mind, intellectual, and feelings. Now, there's a neck in the middle. And the neck, if you see, is narrower both than from the head and from the heart, from the body. Why is that? Because in order to bring down an idea from your mind and put it into your heart and generate actually emotions because of that idea, the idea has to go through the neck. There's a contraction, so to speak, of that idea. And the idea of the contraction functions in the following way. When you think about something, you think about the details of this thing. And the more details you can get out of this thing, as we're going to explain this later, but the more details you can think about this thing, the more clear the idea you have in your mind. Now, in order to create emotions, you don't need details. You just need the conclusion of all the details. Because of this reason, this reason, this reason, this detail, this detail, this detail, this idea, this other idea, this other idea, I decide, it makes sense in the mind that this particular thing is good for me. This conclusion, after all the ideas you had and all the details you thought about a specific thing, this conclusion, that's what's giving strength. That's what gives strength to the emotion. If you don't have that conclusion, so you don't have emotions. You just have mindsets, brain, intellect, etc., etc. In order to have emotions, you need a conclusion. And the conclusion can be, this is good, so I want it, this is not good, so I reject it, etc., as we explained. But the point is that the neck represents something smaller than the particular ideas and details of the ideas, and that small thing can actually influence the heart in order to generate emotions.